Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Lake. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Scott Sanderson. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Vince Coleman. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie McGee. Batting third. The second baseman, Tom Hare. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Clark. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Andy Van Slyke. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Terry Pendleton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Tudor. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, John Tudor. And now, play ball. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tudor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Moreland fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Moreland. Coleman moves to third. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Coleman scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Hare reaches second base with a double. McGee goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Cardinals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say strikes out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. John Tudor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tudor hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. Two outs. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards first. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Van Slyke hits a pop-up towards short. Bowa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0-for-1 in the game. Dernier hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. Van Slyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 1 in the game. Say hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields it and throws to first for the out. Durham moves to second. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. John Tudor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tudor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tudor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier, who is chasing the ball. Tudor reaches third base with a triple. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tudor scores. It's 6-0, Cardinals. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from Lake and he is safe. Coleman steals second. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McGee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Coleman scores. It's 7-0, Cardinals. Warren Bruss star now pitching. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hare hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McGee moves to third. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McGee tags and scores. One out. It's 8-0, Cardinals. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Van Slyke hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pendleton hits a pop-up towards short. Bauer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Woods pinch hits for Warren Bruss star. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 2 in the game. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tudor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Sandberg hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Larry Sorensen now pitching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Tudor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tudor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Tudor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 2 in the game. Moreland strikes out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 2 in the game. Say hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. McGee strikes out. Two outs. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Durham strikes out. One out. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. Lake hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jody Davis pinch hits for Larry Bowa. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Frazier now pitching. Chris Spear now playing shortstop. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Van Slyke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pendleton hits a line drive, the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 3 in the game. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Sandberg hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.